You're listening to Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up tonight after 6, it's another installment of WPR Next with new program pilots produced here at WPR. Tonight, it's Wisconsin Life Weekend. Host Erica Janik highlights the people, places, and stories that make Wisconsin unique.
First, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark has built a following for provocative statements against Black Lives Matter and other liberal groups. He's a polarizing figure who has earned himself a following beyond Wisconsin, particularly from conservatives.
The sheriff might now be off to Washington, D.C., according to statements made in an interview with WISN AM yesterday.
I will be leaving the position of sheriff to accept an appointment as a Assistant Secretary in the Department of Homeland Security. I'm both honored and humbled to be appointed to this position by Secretary Kelly, working for the Trump administration.
But so far, the Department of Homeland Security has not announced or confirmed that appointment so far.
Clark already has ties to the Trump administration. Shortly after President Trump was elected and selecting new cabinet picks, Clark was seen at Trump Towers for a meeting.
If Clark does leave his current position next month, our next guest says his departure could be a good thing for Milwaukee. Ernie Franzen joins us now. He's the Associate Opinions Editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and you can find his writings about Sheriff Clark on the Central Time Facebook page. Ernie, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, let's first take a look at the announcement. Clark said that he's planning on going to work for the Department of Homeland Security in the department's Office of Partnership and Engagement. Is it surprising to you that the Department of Homeland Security has not yet confirmed the appointment?
No, I don't think it's surprising. I think he may have jumped the gun on this. Apparently he jumped the gun on this, which is probably not unusual for the sheriff. But that they haven't confirmed it yet doesn't surprise me a whole lot. If they don't confirm it by June, I'd be surprised, but I think that's coming soon.
Well, and on the other side, Governor Walker's spokesman, when he was asked, said his office has not yet received a formal resignation letter from Clark. Do you read anything into that?
No, I mean, I think Clark will send that letter as soon as he gets the official word from Washington. My guess is, and I don't know, I don't have any special insight into this. My guess is he's been told he's got the job. They weren't quite ready to announce it yet, and he sort of blurted it out. But my guess is this will all happen, and he will be sending his letter in, and the sheriff, the governor will move on from there.
So you write that Clark's departure would ultimately be a good thing for Milwaukee. What reasons would you point to?
Well, I mean, the sheriff, his track record over the last couple of years has not been very good. 4 people died in his jail last year. An inquest jury recommended charges against 7 jail personnel involved in the death of death of Terrell Thomas. The sheriff was not a target of that inquest, but he also has been very close-mouthed about all of those deaths. So he's not forthcoming. He's not telling the public what they need to know. He spent a lot of time over the last year on the campaign trail for thumping for Trump, which obviously paid off for him. He has his tweets, not unlike the president's, tend to be way over the top and inappropriate. And there was the incident with the guy at the airport down in Dallas who rolled his eyes or shrugged at the sheriff as they were getting on a plane. And then that guy was detained when he got back to Milwaukee. So that would, to some people, that's an abuse of power. We thought that was an abuse of power, and we wrote about that. So there are a whole slew of reasons. He just hasn't been doing his job. Now, I just posted a blog item that says we also don't think he's necessarily a good post for Homeland Security. So he's not a good fit for either job.
So you pointed to several of the recent things that have been gaining attention in Milwaukee, those episodes that happened, tragic episodes in the Milwaukee County Jail, over which Sheriff Clark holds responsibility. Going back earlier in his tenure, were there also things that you would point to that you say show that he's not a good match for being sheriff of Milwaukee County?
Yeah, I mean, he once said that residents should have guns in their house because calling the police or calling the sheriff's department will not get the response they need. I mean, that from coming from a law enforcement officer, that struck us as inappropriate. Now, I've got to say this though too. I was here when Clark started. And I thought he was fine. I thought he got off to a good start. I remember the first meeting we had with him. He came in. He brought some books with him about law enforcement. He was an articulate, obviously intelligent guy who had all the intent of doing a good job as sheriff. And I don't know where that all sort of went off the tracks, but obviously it had a lot to do with the politics and certainly the politics of the last 5 years, say, but I thought he got off to a good start and he was doing some good work. And I'm sort of surprised. I was surprised when things went south on him.
So you said that it seemed like he started with, you know, good intentions coming into the job, wants to do a good job. But then you also say that he lost interest in being Milwaukee County Sheriff a while ago. So do you think he's always had these other ambitions for a while, or is there something about, say, seeing Donald Trump really rising on the national scene that kind of inspired him?
I'm not sure what it would be. Maybe it was Trump. Maybe it started before that. I think some of those things go back before that. But certainly, you know, speaking at the Republican convention and blasting the Black Lives Matter movement, that all came about as a result of the Trump campaign and his latching onto the Trump campaign. So when that happened, I don't know. I do think that he did, you know, he did try to be a professional law enforcement officer, and I don't think he ever totally gave that up. But clearly at some point, his interest switched, and he wanted, either through ambition, because of ambition or whatever, or because he was tired of the job, he wanted to move on. So, I mean, it's been 15 years since he was appointed as sheriff and then elected to his first term that same year.
We're talking to Ernie Franzen of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we're looking at an editorial piece he wrote saying that if Sheriff David Clark leaves his current post and goes to the Department of Homeland Security, it would be a good thing for Milwaukee.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page, what do you think of Sheriff Clark's announcement that he will be taking a job at the Department of Homeland Security next month? What do you think that means for Milwaukee or for the DHS? Are you concerned about investigations into multiple deaths and mistreatment at the county jail? Call at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue this conversation in just a bit here on Central Time.
This is Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. We're picking up the conversation with Ernie Franzen of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He wrote a piece saying that if Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark leaves his job to work for the Department of Homeland Security, it will be a good thing for Milwaukee.
Tell us what you think at 800-642-1234 or by posting on the Central Time Facebook page. How did you react to Sheriff Clark's announcement yesterday that he'll be going to work for the Trump administration? Are you concerned about ongoing issues at the county jail on his watch? What do you hope for next in Milwaukee if he does leave? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And let's go to the phones, and Steve in Kenosha is on the line. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Well, I disagree with Sheriff Clark on a lot of issues, but I think it's important that we only give criticism where criticism is due. And you just brought up the issue of when Sheriff Clark put out that video where he was saying that citizens should consider taking a licensed gun safety course, and that calling the sheriffs and calling the police might not be enough and they might not be there in time. So you misquoted him completely. So I think it would be respectful if you pulled up the actual quote and didn't lie on the air.
Ernie, do you have a response to that?
Well, I'd have to pull it up. I don't think I lied on the air. I mean, the implication certainly was that citizens might be better off having a gun in their house than calling the police. And then and Clark, if I remember right, and maybe I'm not misremembering, but if I remember it right, Clark came back with that and sort of doubled down on it.
All right. We'll look into that, and we'll try to get that before the end of the hour. There was a post on the Central Time Facebook page. John from Edgerton says, Los Angeles County Sheriff went to prison for 3 years for not taking control of deputies for abuses in their jails. And John wonders if Clark could face serious consequences. Also, as we mentioned, there are serious allegations and investigations and recommendations of charges to be filed because of things that have happened in the jail. Ernie, do you think that's a possibility?
It's a possibility. I don't think it's a real likely possibility. My guess is that that the sheriff will not be charged. Lawsuits certainly are one thing, but I don't think there'll be any charges from Chisholm against the sheriff. Whether there'll be charges against jail staff is another issue. And by the way, I just looked up the story that your listener was talking about, the radio ad. Your listener wasn't wrong. But the radio ad said, I need you in the game is what the sheriff is saying. With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You could beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. And then he talks about taking a firearm safety course and handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there.
All right.
That, to me, still has the implication that you can't rely on law enforcement. And that undercuts, and I don't think that's true. I think you can rely on law enforcement. I think he was simply wrong in his position, and it certainly implies that you're better off with a gun than you are calling 911.
And Ernie, let's talk about if Clark does go to Washington. As we said, this has not been confirmed yet by the Department of Homeland Security. But if he does go to Washington in this new federal post, what are the chances that he'll be able to leave these controversies behind them? There are these lawsuits about things in jail. One that we haven't touched on is a woman who filed a lawsuit because she was shackled when she was giving birth while in custody at the jail. Mm-hmm. Do you think that basically leaving the job means leaving those controversies behind?
My guess is no. I think he'll still be a party to those, if I understand that right. Although maybe it'll be just the jail, but no, I think it'll still follow him around. It also depends a lot on how he handles himself in Washington. If he has tweets and press conferences and news releases like he did here, of course those things will follow him. If he keeps a lower profile and just focus on the job, maybe he can dodge some of this. I don't necessarily think the job is a good fit for him because he's a very polarizing figure. And this job, from what I've read, requires him to work across the divide between political parties with law enforcement officials across the country. I don't know how well he can do that job. But will the controversies follow him? Probably, but again, a lot of that I think will depend on how he handles himself out there.
Let's go back to the phones at 800-642-1234, and Cindy in Appleton is up. Hi, Cindy.
Hello. I would just like to say we've just added another clown to the circuits that is known as the Trump administration.
And why do you say that?
I'm glad he's... Really? I mean, look at the baggage the man's got. Why would Trump want to bring somebody into his administration that has that much baggage? I just don't get it. I mean, I'm glad he's leaving Wisconsin, Milwaukee County. I don't think he's been good for us, but now he's going to go have his effects on the whole country. We're already a laughingstock. We really need more.
All right. Thanks for that call, Cindy. And Ernie, I know you're not someone that covers the national news exclusively by any means, but, you know, do you, in your viewing from where you sit, do you think it's really a concern for the Trump administration whether someone brings what some might view as baggage, as David Clark might?
Sure it is. And there's, I mean, Gwen Moore, for example, wrote a press release in which, not a press release, I'm sorry, wrote an op-ed in which she said she doesn't know of anyone who is more unqualified for the position. People who have had the job before him, there's a piece in the Washington Post that talks about it, and as well as, I'm not sure the other one was, but in any case, two people who have had this job before him said he is unfit for the position.
Meaning the job at the Department of Homeland Security.
The job at the Department of Homeland Security, exactly. The Trump administration will have to be, I'm not sure it cares, but there could be some bombs going off at the Homeland Security now because of Clark. Who knows?
Let's go back to the phones, and Bill in Madison is up. Hi, okay. Bill.
All right. Listen, this is terrible. Clark is a good, honest law enforcement officer. Major city, no scandals. Yes, people have died in his jail. People have died in jails all over the United States. The Milwaukee Police Department has a problem with becoming the murder capital of the world. Why don't you hold the chief of police in Milwaukee responsible, or the mayor of Milwaukee responsible for that? Clark hasn't had any children killed in his jail. And besides that, the guy's got, he's got the kind of stamina that where he'll stand up and support his people. And that's what we need in law enforcement.
All right. Thanks for that call, Bill. I would say that a newborn baby did die in his prison. I know that's not the kind of child that Bill was referring to. But Ernie, certainly Sheriff Clark does have some supporters out there.
Oh, absolutely he does. And I've heard from several of them, I mean, emails today, and we'll be running letters from them saying that he's done a great job. And there are, and you know, you can certainly argue that he's been a good, tough guy, tough on crime kind of guy on law enforcement. Part of the problem, though, is that the sheriff's office does not patrol Milwaukee streets. Yeah, it does it has certain responsibilities, but it has nowhere near the crime responsibility that the Milwaukee Police Department does. Can the MPD do more? Absolutely. Can the mayor do more? Absolutely. And we need to hold them to account for what's going on in Milwaukee's neighborhoods. But to claim that for or against the sheriff when his department really isn't responsible for that, I'm not sure is valid.
Let's go back to the phones, and Terry in Milwaukee is up next. Hello, Terry.
Thank you for taking my call. So my question is, you said that the sheriff is polarizing. Is that because he's an African-American that can think on his own and is no longer on the white liberal plantation?
Ernie, would you like to respond to that?
I think it's because the language he uses and when he threatens to beat up someone who was critical of him, when he calls the medical examiner's office and rails at him for giving out information, that's why he's polarizing. It's what he says and how he says it that makes him more polarizing than other political figures who may agree with him.
Thanks for that call. And Ernie, in the few minutes that we have left, let's look forward. If David Clark does end up leaving his position as sheriff of Milwaukee County, what does Milwaukee need in the next person who would hold that position?
You know, I think from our perspective, we obviously you need a professional a law enforcement professional who can bring some order to the department, who can take care of whatever problems there might be at the jail, who will also deal with other officials on an open and fair basis, and who will deal with the public on the same level. You know, it's not enough to sort of hide behind the bunker and throw grenades over the wall. What you need to do is talk to people, be open with them, release information, and do those things as well as providing the professional law enforcement that the county needs in the areas of jurisdiction that the sheriff's office handles.
And now I believe the current term of Sheriff Clark would end in 2018. So Governor Walker will be naming a replacement for that interim period. Are there any predictions on who might rise in that pool?
Well, I know the his name is, I just had it here a second ago.
Is it Ernell Lucas?
That's it. That's it. Thank you very much. Ernell Lucas is former Milwaukee police captain. Now he's the vice president of security with Major League Baseball. Said he will submit his name to Walker. He had already said he was going to run against the sheriff, against Clark, in 2018. So that's certainly one name that's out there. I'm not sure about any others.
Well, we'll definitely keep an
John
eye on
Seifert that. Had said... Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say we're running short on time, but we'll certainly keep an eye on that, and we will check back in with you in the future. I'm sure, Ernie Franzen, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for your time.
Ernie Franzen is Associate Opinions Editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about why he thinks that Sheriff David Clark's departure could be a good thing for Milwaukee. And again, you can read that opinion piece. It is posted over on the Central Time Facebook page.